Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes, like behind the O-line, soon as the QB say hype. It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view, injuries, big trades, player news, yeah, sector competition, and he play with Tony Dungy, better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz,
said everything you need and more, yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before, we call him
Big Game James,
yeah,
Big Game James, Big Game James.
What's going on, everybody? That's right. It's Thursday. It's that time of the week where Big Game Sports Buzz, where the sports fanatic and the pro athlete get together and talk about all things sports, come together and they collide here on BGSE Network, Big Game Sports and Entertainment. I am Jay Starks, the Buff Nerd. Let's go. And of course, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend. The reason why this podcast is called what it's called, Big Game James. What up, dude?
Yo. What's up, Jay Stoggs? Welcome, everybody. If you're tuning in for the first time, second, third, fifth, or 100th, we appreciate you as always. Man, so much going on in the sports world, dog. It's just like, oh boy, what the hell? Where do we start? Where do we go? But you know, y'all in for a good one tonight. The Buffner and I are going to run down everything that's going on.
We're going to try.
And give you our 2 cents.
Two. Rubbing them together. Before we get into all that, make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your frenemies, and, of course, your enemies, because there are a plenty. There are a plenty. Wallace, man, so good to see you up in this piece. We got a lot to talk to you about, Wallace. We got a lot to talk to you about. You're going to have to come through with it. You're going to have to let me know what's going on in Atlanta, because there's some people that's hot. But we're definitely going to run it down. And make sure that you hit that bell so you know when the great content that's happening here at BGSE Network is on. Of course, we got Two Birds, One Show coming on after this. You know they're crying. Cry, Eagles, cry. So that's what it is. Yeah, you catching us on time tonight, that's for sure. Look, what? Facebook to the wild was good. The luck kids. Okay. Somebody named Luck that you must know. So there it is. Hey, appreciate y'all joining in.
Somebody deleted my account.
It happens, man. Hey, it happened to, you know, my loved one. She got hers, you know, and that's
what. Oh, damn. Tim, what's good, dog? Welcome. It has been a long time.
Fantastic. Thank you for being here. We sure appreciate it. Man, there's so much to get into. I feel like we should just go.
All right, man.
Let's just go. First of all, look, it's playoffs. Playoffs is playoffs. I have to tell you, Big Game, besides the opening day of football, this is one of the best times of the year, especially if your team is in the tournament. I ain't going to lie to you. For all those Jacksonville fans...
Oh, damn. Damn, we started already?
Yeah, you know, hey. Look, for all of those Giants fans and Charger fans and, you know, and Bengals fans, that's right. Tim, I already like you, my man. That are not in it, even though you may have a winning season, You're in the wrong division. You should have been the NFC South. Anyway, I digress. Look, it is. It's just a great part of the year. But here's the other part that I hate what they call it. I wish they would call it something else. They call this the day after the last game, Black Monday. They need to call it something else.
Why? Because you're black?
No, because it shouldn't be a color. It's not about color, okay? It should be like Sad Monday. That's what it should be called.
Well, that's what black means in those terms. Is
no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Black does not mean sad. Black is powerful. Black means more money, right? If you're in the black, that means you got money. You're solvent. If you're in the red, you're not.
I got you. I got you. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? So let's call it Sad Monday. Or should have done better Monday.
Or call that shit Doomsday. Call that shit Doomsday.
White Monday, white boys getting fired. Facts.
I guess that is facts. There ain't no brothers coaching to get fired. Tim is crazy, dog. He's crazy guy. Good guy, crazy guy.
Tim, I'm so glad you're here. You are welcome anytime. Come on. You ain't even got to knock on the door. You just come on through. You're invited to the barbecue. Look, but on this day, a lot of people have lost their jobs in the head coaching of professional football business. None bigger, though, I believe. And it didn't come on Monday.
Yeah, let's clear it up. I mean, not clear it up, but everybody who knows who's watching, you know, I got to work Monday morning, and I had my internet pulled up because I wanted to see what happened on Black Monday. And there was only two people that really got fired on Black Monday. We knew it was coming. We knew those two were coming. Like, Arthur Smith and Rivera and Washington, D.C. I mean, he didn't have a snowball's chance of hell of making it out of there. It was a pathetic new ownership group. You knew that was coming. And then
absolutely.
But what transpired the next couple of days?
Oh, my gosh.
Boy,
they should call it the sad week. The sad week. Because, like I said, it wasn't just that Monday. And yes, you guessed it correctly, Tim. It wasn't even a guess. Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll was the biggest name really on the top of black that happened in the beginning. And it was just crazy. Like, wait a minute, 14 seasons and Pete Carroll's out?
Why do you think Pete Carroll is a big surprise, Jay? For you?
I think it's a surprise because, number one, you know, Seattle wasn't great, but they weren't bad. I think Geno was, you know, a serviceable quarterback. He did have some, as far as Seattle, they had some issues when it came to injuries this season. You know, and they were competitive in a lot of those, in most of their games. And so, you know, coming out of the West, the NFC West, listen, I get it. You know, Arizona, fine. Okay. The Rams, look, they surprised a lot of people.
Well, you got to think Cooper Kupp came back and they got better all of a sudden. You know what I mean? So surprised, but not really surprised. You had to kind of see it coming.
You know, don't fire coaches, man. Look, he does not have the LeBron effect, okay? It's just the fact that, you know, I think it was just a point of, okay, it's done. You know, you get rid of Russell Wilson. You have one of the best receivers in the league, DK Metcalf, but you're not really able to produce. The defense wasn't what it was. You know, it's not what it was, right? So, yeah, it was time. It was time. 14 seasons nowadays is a very long time in the NFL.
Well, Jay Styles, let's just really talk about what it is. Why do you think the Seahawks wrote it up as nicely as they did? Like, he's just moving to a front office position because he clearly said all the way up until the end of the season that he wanted to keep coaching. They made it sound pretty, but at the end of the day, Pete Carroll was forced to say he wanted to take a different position and not coach anymore. Sure. I don't believe that Pete said, you know what? Yeah, I had enough of this shit. I'm going to just go to this little cubicle upstairs and we're going to see what happens from here, man.
He said that he fought for his position. He said that he came out and said that in the press conference. I fought hard for my position because he still wanted to coach, and he still wants to coach, and he's not sure what he's going to do. Right. He may be making popcorn. You know, he may be that dude, or, you know, kind of he's that rah rah guy. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. He may be that person. I don't know. But he definitely won't be coaching. He won't be, as a GM. Yeah.
I had to hit the brakes. Did you say Pete Carroll might be popping popcorn, bro?
You had a popcorn person. And maybe it wasn't popcorn. We had that one dude. You know, the did snacks.
And yeah, dog, you're not taking nobody of Pete Carroll's with Pete Carroll's resume and putting them on the snack table. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I feel like that's what
stop,
they did.
Stop. Stop, dog. Stop.
I feel that's what they did.
No, dog.
Okay. All right.
Hey, man. Maybe hey, not. Do me a favor. Look down at your shirt real quick and read that shit to yourself. Yeah.
No, why you think I wear it, bro?
Because, Pete Carroll is not getting on the hot dog popcorn.
Hot dogs and popcorn?
If he stays on, he will do something of significance, I believe. But at the same time, if he's itching to coach, Jay, out of all these jobs, do we need to run through all the jobs before we talk about this?
Not yet, because we still got to go through the other one. Right. The other big foot that, you know, the other big boot that dropped, if you will, Belichick. Right. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Pete was 14. Damn. Bill Belichick was 24 great seasons. Right.
That's a quarter of a century, bro.
I mean, and when you look at his resume, listen, it's easy to say, and I'll say this. He is the greatest coach, professional coach of all time. He is. And I understand there are some hoagies that will say, well, what about Lombardi and what about Chuck Noll? And what about? Listen, no one has been able to do what he has done in that time frame. And granted, he had the GOAT at quarterback. And I love Peyton Manning. But he ain't no Tom Brady. Period. He don't have the hardware. He don't have the longevity. It is his. They helped each other. But yeah. So here's the question. They seemed amicable. Do you believe? Nah, I'm not putting Shula there. I'm not putting Shula there. I'm not.
Shula was a great coach, and a lot of that is still going to be tied to that undefeated season. 72. We understand that. We're never going to question what coaches were great or not great. You know, it speaks for itself. Yeah. But the level of what Bill Belichick did, whether you like him or not, hate him, celebrate him, success or not, the man went to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 of them. That shit there is just drop the mic. That's it. There will never be another coach that can do. What did you say?
Excellence.
Yeah. So there will be another. There will never be another coach. One, owners won't be patient enough to deal with the rebuild and to get to the point of doing it.
That part.
Hey, Tim. The thing is, you cannot like him. I didn't say I'm a Belichick fan. Do not get it twisted at all. But game recognized game, real recognized real. He's the best to do it ever. You can say, well, he had Brady. You're goddamn right. They had each other. They made each other look beyond great. Now, Jay Stocks, will he have to go somewhere? If he goes somewhere else, will he have to get them to a Super Bowl to maintain his level of greatness in your eyes?
I don't think so. He's the rare one that wherever he goes, as long as he's not the GM, he'll be fine. He can't be the GM. That's not his lane. But I don't think his legacy will be tainted any worse than what it is right now. Because these past two, three seasons have been god-awful. They've been god-awful. So wherever he goes, whether it's Carolina or DC or what's another one? I think San Diego.
Tennessee
is one. I mean, not Tennessee, LA,
Atlanta.
Hotlanta, yeah.
Now, why? Because why are you playing Arthur Blank? It's Blank or Black? The owner, Blank, right?
Arthur Blank.
They said he always takes the home run swing and tries to land the big fish, the big guy.
Sure.
No, they said he tried to get Parcells a long time ago. Joe Gibbs, when they were still relevant. Just mm-hmm. big swings. Guys that most people wouldn't associate with, you know, the Dirty Birds in the Dirty right. South. But he's trying to get them. The problem there is they don't have a quarterback anywhere. I see Bill, and I know I don't want to jump around because you have a direction you're taking this thing. I love mm-hmm. you for it. But yeah. I don't think Atlanta's the right destination because they don't have the quarterback. And that's going to be a position of need for him. And I can't see him wanting to go into a bad quarterback situation.
I hear that. Look, I know everyone's itching to kind of have that discussion. The last one that I have to talk about, though, is actually not in the pros. We're going to drop down into the colleges, in the college, and we're going to talk about Nick Saban. Nick Saban steps down. He retires. 7 championships, 6 at Alabama, 1 at LSU. Considered to be one of the greatest coaches college-wise of all time. Now, he's had a stint in the pros. Right? Were you surprised that he stepped down?
Very. Everything I heard.
Yeah.
Everything I heard going into this. And, dude, my phone started. And I had a basketball game last night. And I'm like, what the hell? Everybody talking about Nick? And I was like, yo, my boy that coach, he's like, hey, man, we let Nick Saban retire. I can't believe it. We got a coach. Mm-hmm. I can't really get into it. But after the game, you know, I'm looking at the text messages and everything else.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't believing it at first. I mean, I knew it was true. I saw enough now to know that it's true. And Nick Saban has said some things in press conferences. I think people are going back now, listening to, saying, he dropped a couple of hints. Then I just think that one of the things I heard Nick Saban say was that kids and players are changed to the, you know, to the point where they think they're old things once they come in. I just think that Nick Saban has that old mindset. And he's old school to where he was never going to change to just give you anything, which any good athlete doesn't want to be given anything. You want to earn everything. Well, I'm not going to say good athlete. That's the old regime. That's the old way of thinking. But I know me, myself, as an athlete, and being able to play up at the highest level, you wanted to be able to go in to compete. Competition was good, it was healthy, and it made you better. And I think Nick Saban has probably finally just got to a point, Jay, where he was like, you know what? I can't. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go be me somewhere else. I don't have to force it anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the question, did it shock me, though? Oh, dude, hell yeah. I could not believe. Because to get Alabama to come back from the type of season they were having early on, to make it to the playoffs, and be right there with Michigan into overtime, thinking, damn, Nick about to get number 9 or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
He didn't. So I was like, in my mind, I was like, Alabama will be back next year. I was like, because think AJ, they have already lost 2 5-star recruits that were supposed to sign.
Yes.
That was like, as soon as he – all right, they like, I'm out. So what's going to happen? Is it the portal going to go crazy with Alabama players?
Yeah.
They got to get somebody in there. But, you know, what were your thoughts when you heard the whole thing?
I mean, like I said, I was surprised. I texted you. I was like, yo, have you seen this? Like, this got to be a down. We got to talk about this. Totally surprised. I think it was because – and I think there was parts, because I went back and they were saying, look at him during his conference, during his press conference, his last one. And there was a note of when he walked off the podium, the dais, and he and his wife hugged, really hugged.
Like a serious embrace?
Uh-huh. Like a serious embrace. They looked at each other. He looked back and was like, that's it. And I had to go back and watch. I was like, wow, okay. Like, that's him saying, I'm done. No one picked it up, you know, because it's like, yeah, okay, you know, you just lost and we get it. But maybe to your point, because of NIL, because of the portal, because of the way sports, college sports in particular, have changed, TV money, the TV money, and you know what coaches are having to endure and to do. Yeah, it's something else. So that brings us. Yes, I definitely, to answer the question, yes, definitely surprised. While, you know, Saban was a shocker, this NIL transfer portal. Yeah, it weighed on him, on his mental. That's for sure. Now, here's the question. Now, we were talking about places coaches can go, vacancies that are out there. And I wanted to wait until we talked about Saban because, you know, there might be a possibility here. I love it while singing, and that's why I say I don't think Belichick is going to want to come to Atlanta. Don't know. I think because of the QB situation, that's there. Saban NFL next year? I don't know.
Saban's never doing the NFL again, bro. If he does, I'll tap dance on the show with Dallas Cowboys stuff on.
Nick, I need you back, bro. Wherever you are, you can be a running backs coach.
No. I mean head coach.
Why I gotta be a head coach? Come on, man. Now you're putting stipulations on stuff. I just want to see this tap, because I want to see these tap shoes that you're gonna get. Because I know they're gonna be large. They're gonna be real big.
Size 15, dog.
Oh Lord Jesus. Especially in the cat. I'll get the sweater for you. I'll get the hoodie for you for the Cowboys. I got you. You said a shirt or hoodie? I got you, bro.
Saban, and some people have said, well, he's going to go join Belichick on Belichick's staff and be his defensive coordinator. I don't see that. I see Nick Saban taking time away from the game, to just relax and chill and enjoy life.
He's 72 years old.
I don't want to see him do a Petrino and a Bobby Bowden. I don't want to see him just coach and then to death, and then as soon as he's out, he's dead. Like. Go enjoy life, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Jones fires McCarthy, high saving. Not out of the realm of possibilities.
No, he might not. He won't hire Saban, but he might try to hire Belichick. Because think about it. You have a quarterback in place in Dak. If Mike McCarthy does not get past the wild card or divisional round and get to a conference championship, Bill could have a reason to fire him.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, Steven, Jerry would have a reason to fire him. And then look like, well, you know, I don't have a lot of time left. Bill, just come on.
The devil has told him, okay, I'm getting tired now. So look, I keep telling you, New England is one of those places. Again, Seattle, Tennessee, Commanders, Washington, Atlanta Falcons, the Chargers, the Panthers, the Raiders, because they have an interim coach.
Dumps are fire with the Panthers, bro. Now, I'm not going to lie. I think with the Raiders, and I know I've said it already.
Yeah.
I think they make a mistake and they look past Antonio Pierce. I just do. I think they really watch. I think they really mess up. What did Wallace say?
I say watch Saban interview today, and he said he's still going to have an office with Bama and is going to say that. Yes, I did read that he is going to help in the transition.
Oh, okay.
So he's not going to, you know, leave them high and dry, but he's not going to coach. He may be more of a consultant.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the new thing right now. I'm not coaching. I'm just consulting. Who's your boy that did that down in Tampa Bay?
Bruce Arians.
He still wanted to coach? Yeah, Bruce Arians wouldn't let your boy coach. I was like, no.
Arians is still doing that this year. Something, and I still believe, Jay.
Yeah.
That was a Tom Brady thing with that. I really do.
Probably.
I think Brady and Arians didn't. I don't know. I'm just guessing, bro. But
yeah.
that made that change. It was very, very abrupt. And that,
well, it was awkward though. It was very awkward to watch. And so if it was awkward to watch just on television, being far removed here, I can only imagine what it was like being there, right? Being there. So let's run through this real quick. You know, like I said, I really want to look at the Raiders, oddly enough. I think Antonio Pierce should have a shot at this job.
I do too.
I don't think they should move on from him. I think the players really enjoy him. They like him as a coach. They'll run through a wall from him, from what I can tell. And it seems like he has good ideas and good rapport with the team. You know, the unfortunate part is they got a Davis running the team. Well, making decisions, because actually he doesn't own the full team, right?
He's not 100% owner. Yeah.
Right. Part owner. So
my dad set that up.
Yeah. So I mean, there's that piece. So Raiders, I think we're kind of in agreement there.
I do. Now this is the whole thing with what's happened in the NFL with these coaches that are available. I'm gonna give you my top three coaching candidates for the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Belichick, believe it or not, Vrabel is still gonna be a high commodity, and Jim Harbaugh.
Really?
I think a lot of people aren't saying those. I mean, he just got fired in Tennessee. Tennessee had shit for personnel. He showed what he could do with decent personnel 3 years ago when he had them looking the way they did. Had to try to get the quarterback situation right. Will Levis look like he's gonna be okay for the future with them? I think that was an immature firing because ownership management wanted to see immediate success, and it was just a way of them getting out of it. And I just think I think they made a dumb mistake. I think Vrabel was the right guy for that spot.
Did the GM get fired as well?
I think so. I got the Tennessee stuff right here. I believe so. Let me, you know, I think they did, but it's
stop it. No way. I don't believe that. I gotta see him on the sideline to believe that. Alabama Beat Reporters reporting that Alabama has agreed in principle with Eric Bieniemy. Listen, I'm glad you brought that up though, because I did want to talk about this. And I know we're talking about different coaches and where they can go. And I think this plays into it. Eric Bieniemy was set up. I don't think he was ever going to be the head coach.
Set up.
Oh my gosh. How you give him the job, and then you say, okay, we're going to bring in Rivera, but you're like the assistant head coach. Like you guys are co-head coaching. Like,
well, Rivera was already there. They didn't bring Rivera in. Rivera was already there.
Well, he should have been fired then. Why not go ahead and give him the job if you said he's the coach? He's the coach in waiting. Well, Rivera sucked, right? Threw Eric Bieniemy under the bus.
Well, a lot of it, Jay, it happened under old ownership and management. So things change.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, okay, things Wallace. Okay, they just Vrabel. So
it's on the GM.
GM might have tried to save his own ass. But
that's crazy.
If it is true, I want to say thank you for dropping that nugget on us and letting us know that. Me personally, I don't see it, but at the same time, I don't know who's the best fit for that job. Those are big shoes.
Nobody. Yeah,
those are big shoes to fill, bro. So to me, I think if you're this great team and Nick has built these great coaches up, I feel like it needs to be somebody that's already on that staff that everybody else can relate to, and you don't lose a lot recruiting-wise. Because right now, you're behind the eight ball I'm sure they did well early sign of day, Bama did. But I believe that you have to go on staff to get someone that's still connected to what Nick was doing, how it does it, how it works, sees it every day, and can put his own little wrinkle on it. To go outside to NFL guy to have to come in, and it's going to probably totally change and want to bring in a whole new staff and different staff, I think that's hard
to do.
But not to say it won't happen, but I feel like staying on staff is going to be 100 times better than going outside, or you get someone that left in that long ago. Someone said Lane Kiffin or Sark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it.
Sark Lane, ain't leaving.
I don't see Lane working. I don't see Lane working in.
Anywhere. He needs to stay where he is. And Sark, if he's smart, he'll stay along with yours, who said he's coming back for his senior season anyway. Look, Arch Manning is going to be Arch Manning is going to be Arch Manning wherever he goes, right? But the reality is, yours can come back, play better. Sark can be better, and they'll be better for it. But that, you're correct. That's such a hard job to fill. The Oregon coach was like, "Nah, I'm good." Manning was like, "I'm good. I'm staying here. I'm good. I'm good in Oregon." Because you are in the shadow of Saban, and the expectations.
Dude, do you remember what Bama was before Saban?
Oh, yeah.
The dumpster fire was with
Shula,
the coach, and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't get it right, and they fell from grace fast. So that's why, you know, I talk a lot of smack about Nick Saban, but realistically, when I stop and I look at it, the man was a miracle worker. He did an amazing job with that university and made it like he made them like you talk about your Cowboys. Either you loved Alabama or you hated them around the entire country. It was like no middleman. It was just like, but they were relevant. They were great. They were dominant. Over 120 kids got drafted out of that program under him.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? 40 first round draft picks.
Oh, yes.
Dog.
I mean,
so not only was he coaching and winning, he was developing the talent also.
Yes. I mean, his coaching tree is amazing. You alluded to it. I've heard that as well. The head coach from Washington is a candidate. I mean, look, everybody that's you know was in the Final Four, I would even say probably in the top 10, they're going to go for it. I think they're going to shoot for to see who can do it, right? Or Caleb, someone from the NFL.
Caleb from Washington.
Yeah.
His story, just to see how he worked to get to the point he did at the college level.
Mm-hmm.
Dude is another one that will go down, I believe, as a great coach. It's going to be a while, but hold on.
Tim.
Deion, next dirty.
Tim. If this happens, I will personally go out and purchase an old Atlanta Falcons Deion jersey and do the Dirty Bird here on this cast. Because I love it. I love it.
I don't. It won't happen. I don't think Deion's ready for the NFL. I can't say that. He's played the game enough. He's known the game enough. He's coached long enough. But I just don't see NFL happening yet with Deion. That's hard for me to fathom. I just don't see
this season. He's got to have a better season. He's got to finish the season better. Now, once he does that, and he has a staff in place, and he has a better understanding and system of, because you know he was high school, did a lot of high school. That's where he cut his teeth. You know, he did a lot of all-star games and stuff like that. Yeah, he's got that, but he's going to have to be able to carry it over into this level. That's too much for college, though. Yeah, I think so.
You think he's too much for college? I think he has what college needs with this new age and this new generation of kids.
Absolutely.
So I think he fits the new model of what some kids are turning into. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because there's always going to be a way of doing things, and you have to relate what's out there.
Yeah.
You're not going to convert a bunch of kids of thinking an old way into being old school. It's just they coddled too much. I work in education. They're coddled way too much to think like, hey, man, go be, you know, I can tell myself, man, shut up. Don't be tough, man. That's some bullshit. Boy, toughen up.
Yeah. I mean, when you start looking at the NIL deals, and hey, you're getting $3 million here, $1 million here, right? And your coach is getting paid maybe $2 million, $3 million themselves. I mean, this is the new NCAA, their new rules, and it kind of goes into another down. But and I guess we're just kind of doing a blitz style, man. Whatever, let's go. the fact that, you know, you can have a Rolex, you can have car deals, you can have, you know, Dr. Pepper. I mean, Caleb Williams on Dr. Pepper, bro. He's not even in the playoffs, and he's on a Dr. Pepper commercial.
Who's that?
The CFP, Caleb Williams.
Well, that was his, yeah, that was his NIL deal.
That's what I'm saying. But he's not even in the playoffs, and he's like, he didn't even. This is sniffing. He didn't do that. He didn't even sniff the playoffs. That's what's crazy to me is that this guy, right? And that's just what it is.
Now, Jay, they ran that commercial early in the year after him coming off the Heisman Trophy campaign.
Yeah, Tim, that was another thing I wanted to say, but without saying it, you know, Bama ain't gonna hold. They're not gonna hire anybody like Eric Bieniemy. You know, he's just not the right fit. That's what they would say. They're not going to get Deion. I know. I wish they would though. I wish they would. I'd be all for it.
Atlanta's already a circus at their restaurants, according to Keith Lee. So we don't need to add circus don't to the sports do that. World.
Listen, we don't need that kind of fire around here, boy. Smoke in the city. but here's the other piece, though. The rules around the NIL, right? Because there's no cap for the money. And so this is the other issue that's going on. That they've got to figure out. NCAA has to figure out, or maybe they're just saying, you know, schools need to do it, conferences need to do it. We understand they ain't colorblind. SEC is not colorblind. They're not. There's still old conservative ways of doing things, like I said, you know, being the right fit or not. But I will say this. Even dating back to Bear Bryant saying, listen, we've got to change the way we do business because we won't win against these programs that are able to do certain things. Right. So, man, I don't know who's the last black ACC coach. You know? No, that was ACC. Florida State had one.
It wasn't Crum. I mean, it wasn't the Mississippi State coach, was it? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
No, it wasn't. At Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, yeah. They had the Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they had one. And Crum was at Mississippi State. He wasn't the last one.
And Franklin, your boy in Franklin, that's at Penn State, came from Vanderbilt as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've – but it's not – I mean, it's still SEC, but ain't, you know, what you would consider a blue blood. Yeah, I can say that. You know, your LSUs, your Bamas, your Georgias, your Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah, Wallace. I forgot Texas A&M was there in the SEC with
Sumlin. Sumlin. Was he there when they went over?
Yeah, he was, because he coached Johnny Manziel. And they got rid of him and got Jimbo, who had the exact same record as him, and they gave him that extension, dumbasses. That's why Texas A&M always going to be a laughing stock.
And owe him so much money. It's funny. It's funny, but it's not funny. Oh, yeah, still not enough. But still, they've had him. Now, here's the thing that you know, we were trying to get into, you know, with the coaching again, between the NFL and the NIL deals and college, and we could sit here. We're going to have to get a chop shop going for this and just go all night, get a drink, sit down and just chop it up. We're going to have to do that, but we're going to have to move on because playoffs are here, and it's time to choose who we think is going to win. In this segment, we call Who You Got?
Yeah. We do.
I pause so you can, you know, bring it up.
Yeah. I had to come. I didn't have the other stuff up, so that's my bad, bro. Sorry about that.
Man, I mean, okay, that's cool. You know, that's cool. Yes. So here's who you got. first game is Wild Card Weekend. Let's start in the AFC. Browns, Texans.
Man, I'm pulling for the Browns. I'm pulling for CJ Stroud and D'Amico Ryan. But I think that the Browns defense is good enough to win that game. Joe Flacco's a game manager. He's been doing a pretty good job of it, as being the old man off the sofa. So am I wrong for saying that?
Well, you know how people. Well, let me ask this question. Now you're a defensive lineman, defensive tackle. You know, you went after these people.
Mm-hmm.
But being called a game manager, is that a bad thing?
I think it's no. Someone could take offense, but okay, Jay, if you ran through all 32 quarterbacks in the NFL, right, you're going to probably have five elite. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to probably have 20 game managers, and then you're going to have the rest that's like bad, and then the bottom tier that's like they just suck.
You say Tampa Bay of 2001. Okay, Browns are. I mean, all right. Good defense, average quarterback, game manager kind of deal. Okay. All right, you know, trend deal, right.
I mean, I don't think you take up – Trent was gone by then in 2001. He went and won a Super Bowl with Baltimore, remember?
Oh, that's, yeah, that's right. That's
we,
right.
Had, we, had Brad, we had Brad Johnson and Sean King.
Super Bowl champion, Brad Johnson.
So – I mean, realistically, dog, and I mean no slight when I say game manager. The man's a Super Bowl winner. He's done with Flacco's had a nice NFL career. He came back, yeah, he's doing some things with the Browns.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to do a lot. Their offense will sustain with the run game. Their defense will keep them in it and keep it close enough to where they can actually win a game because they can pressure the rookie quarterback. Now, if CJ Stroud has any time to throw the ball, it's different. But out of those two right now, my better judgments, I've been going back and forth. I'm taking Cleveland because of the defense. And I might be wrong, but that's what I think. Who you got? Who big game got? That's who I got.
Oddly enough, I think it's the Texans, man. I love the Browns. I do. I love their defense. You know, they got Amari Cooper, who I think should have stayed here. We should have kept him. You know, so the pieces that are there, but it's something about this Texans team that I really, really like. They have a defense that's playing phenomenal. They have a quarterback and a receiver duo. And I feel like this, if you have a quarterback receiver duo, that sets you apart from other teams that don't, obviously. When we talk about Stroud and Dell, right? Like those two got both rookies.
Dell is hurt. You thinking about the kid from Michigan that has some great plays against Indianapolis.
Yes. But I still like that. I don't know how.
If Dell wasn't hurt, if they had both of them, man, dude, I got to go have him break. I'm too old. Hey, man, CTE is a problem sometimes.
It is, sir. It is. All right, so you say Browns, I say Texans. Dolphins, Chiefs. This is a weird one. This is a weird one.
God.
It's hard to pick this game.
That's what she said.
That's not, not at all. Nico Collins, that's probably what I'm thinking about. No, I'm thinking about
that. Hey, you know, Nico, but Nico
yeah,
Collins.
Nico. Yeah. He's nice.
Right. He's a straight baller. Boy Wallace, thank you for being on it. Need to make you a moderator, bro.
Absolutely.
The
Dolphins. Tim say Dolphins. You know what, Tim? I'm with you. I think this is the year.
Did you see the game against the Buffalo Bills at home?
I did. It was not.
Did you see the game before that against the Baltimore Ravens? I don't trust the Dolphins. I don't trust them. And they do. They got
that part. That part, Tim. Taylor Swift distraction, man. Look, ever since this chick has come on the block, she's the Jennifer Simpson to the Cowboys, as Taylor Swift is to the Chiefs, man. You're just not gonna win.
You blaming the Cowboys debacle back then on Jessica Simpson, dog?
Yes, I am.
And the Mexico trip and everything else.
Yep, that's the one. You listen. You see how you know that well? Because it was in the headlines. It dominated the headlines, just like Taylor Swift yelling in the kids' faces.
The media dictates what we're going to talk about sometimes, man. It does.
All
for the okie doke.
And listen, the first thing they're going to do is paying right to her big face.
Did you see Ingram have to come in and play defensive end? And it was only supposed to be a pass rush specialist out there with a single digit on that you couldn't read because the stomach was too big. The Dolphins were like, they were about to die. They're going to go play in cold weather, not fully equipped because they have so many injuries right now.
Yeah.
And although I don't think the Chiefs are what the Chiefs were last year winning the Super Bowl, I believe the Chiefs are going to win this wild card weekend. I can't trust Miami, dog. They let Josh Allen whip that, and Josh Allen was trying to get a game away with them picks last week.
Yes, that's true. I mean, look, you know, yeah, being in the weather, and as far as I understand, I don't think Tyreek will be 100% if he's even playing.
Tyreek said he good.
Yeah, you played the game. People say they're good. And then they get out there, especially in cold weather.
And Jay, these dudes just played 18 regular season games. Nobody healthy right now, bro.
I understand that. But that's why I'm looking at you like, okay, he says he's good, but and then you playing in cold weather, because that matters. When I played in middle school, let me tell you, when we got towards the end of the season and it was cold and my hand hurt, man, look, I wasn't trying to tackle nobody. I'm trying to go home. What?
I'm trying to get you a ride home so you get your ass off the field. Shit. Hey, cold weather sucks. Jay, I've told this story before.
Yeah, and Waddle too.
Yeah. I think Waddle's out. But Jay, you know I've told this story before. I talk about it all the time. Christmas Eve, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Running down the field. I got hit on kickoff return. I thought my whole face cracked off. It's hard as hell to be from the state of Florida and go and play in cold weather. And then you almost go burn. You see your teammate, Jaquez Green, rubbing his hands like this. He put his hand out, and that goddamn heater catch the gloves on fire, but your ass trying to stay. Dog, that cold weather ain't no punk, bro.
It's not. And it's going to be cold there. And it's going to be – listen, it's going to be KC fans with no shirts on because they stupid. You know what, man? You know what? You kind of convinced me, bro. I'm going to jump on over to the Chiefs, man. I'm going to do that. Steelers, Bills.
I don't know why. I do know why.
Yeah.
Because I love Mike Tomlin. I'm rooting. This pick is with my heart, bro. I'm picking the Steelers.
And if they are affected by cold weather, whatever. You can say you grew up and you loved it in Ohio. Get hit.
Hey, man, let me say this real quick. For all these people who always go, this is great football weather. Do your ass didn't grow up in the right place playing fucking football? Playing in super cold weather sucks. I don't give two shits. You tell me, hey man, muddy and cold, that's what you play football in.
No.
Now, Tim, we know you played your ball. You played college, but Tim played high level football. Growing up in Ohio, yeah, you get used to that shit. But
yeah,
you coming from the West Coast, even in Texas, you trying to tell me that this perfect football weather? Shit, me? No, it ain't. It ain't nowhere near perfect. The hell with that? Never.
And you know what? And that's why most of your linemen are from up north. Cause they used to that.
That's where you get your Big Ten lineman from.
Yeah, you ain't gonna see. Listen, it's very rare that you're going to have a receiver or a quarterback from the northern part of the 50 states. Most of them come from the South, California, Texas, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Virginia, those places, Louisiana. You'll see them. You have some that are rare, like Burrow, who may come from Ohio, but it's very rare that you're going to have your skill positions come from.
I mean, you got a lot of people in the state, great state of Pennsylvania that'll argue with you, dog.
That's, hey, you know what? Okay, Marino, boo, whatever. Look, man.
How'd you know where I was going?
Because he's the greatest one from there, right?
Pitt legend.
Tampa couldn't win it, Cole. Yeah, he is a legend. So, Steelers, Bills.
I say Steelers.
You said, bro. Steelers.
That's my heart pick. I think the Bills have the better team, and Bills should win this game.
I'm going to go with the Bills. Packers, boys, you already know where we're going, bro. Come on. Let's do it.
This is real talk. And, you know, I got to slow down when I speak on it because it's hard for me to even form my mouth to say this shit. The Dallas Cowboys will win this game because they'll overpower them up front. I think that the offensive line is better than Green Bay's defensive line. I think they win the game. And right now, ever since CeeDee Lamb went to Mike McCarthy and told him he needed the ball more, and a point that the Buff nerd made a long time ago, talking about quit throwing Michael Gallup the ball, CeeDee Lamb has gone from 6 targets to double-digit targets every game. They even lined the fool up at running back last week against Washington, bro. What the hell? And ran inside zone. What the hell? And it worked.
It worked.
So, but with the Cowboys doing that, I think Dallas wins this game.
Get your best players the ball. Listen, I know there are times when people hate me, and that's fine. And it's because I wear this, and that's fine. But let me tell y'all something, okay? There's a reason why they call me Buff Nerd. I look and research and watch, okay? I'm a football fan first, all right? So, yes, I'll pick with my heart, but realistically, when I talk to y'all, I'm picking with my mind, what I see and what I believe. And that's the belief. The Packers, Jordan Love, listen, he's a great young quarterback, up and coming. And I think if he stays
a lot better this year, yeah.
If he stays with LaFleur and Green Bay stays with him and they continue to work with him, they can be formidable. They get their defense together. They have a good running game, which scares me because Dallas defense cannot protect against good runners. But they can't run either. And that's an issue. That's an issue. They got to do something about that running game. But they will win this game for sure. Hey, great having you here, Tim. Please, come on. Come with. We definitely enjoy you. Make sure that you subscribe. Hit that bell so you'll know when we are on. Final two, Rams, Lions. This would be a good one.
Dude, I've been going, and I don't like this, but going back and forth. The Rams are a team that I thought early on in the way they were looking that they would they weren't even going to make the playoffs this year. So to be able to get back, get into the wild card race, seeing some flaws in Detroit's game and not being able to finish things, the Rams could go in and get the upset. They really could. I wouldn't be surprised at all. But right now I believe that Detroit's going to have enough grit and firepower at home, and I believe Goff is going to have a good game. I think Detroit wins this in a tight one. I think it's a really tight one, but I think Detroit will win this game.
I actually am a little scared of the Rams.
I believe it.
I'm a little scared of the Rams. And you know, Wallace, any other team, I would pick Detroit. But because it's the Rams, I think they're probably one of the scariest teams in the NFC. I think it's one of the scariest teams besides San Francisco.
That means that you're really giving Stafford credit that you never literally say. Like,
I'm giving the credit to the defense and the coach. I will never give it to Stat Patford. I will never give it to him. He's a douche and a half. Never. Never. The Ben Affleck of the NFL. No, I will not do it. Not doing it. But I think Rams are scary. And for that reason, I will choose the Rams. If I'm wrong, I'm fine. Oh, that's just icing on the cake for the Lions to win, because they deserve it. You know, it's a great franchise. They've gone through a lot. Love to see it. Finally, Eagles, Bucks. We already know who you picking. Guess what? Well, me too.
You already know.
Cry, Eagles, cry.
This is a rematch from earlier in the season. Lost to them by 11, or I think it was 11 points. Didn't play well at all. Bad game. And a lot of people are saying Philly's done, and that's why the Bucs will win. That's not why I think the Buccaneers will win. Philly's going to be a desperate team. Desperate teams can be a dangerous team sometimes. But mm-hmm. I honestly believe that the Buccaneers should be able to take advantage of the injuries that Philly has and be able to have success. Philly has been awful throwing the ball. Baker's best passing game this year is a game that we lost in. But the way he threw it then against the Texans, if he can do that against that Eagles team, now that they're depleted in the secondary and not getting a good pass rush, Tim Baker, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, even Trey Palmer. I mean, I really like Tampa's chances. And that's not me being a homer at all. Just looking at how they've fallen apart at the hinges. They have injuries. Hurts didn't. He couldn't even throw a ball to receiver today. He had to play catch with Marcus Mariota. AJ Brown didn't practice at all. Smith got some work. He said he'll be ready. We have to go capitalize on mistakes because we're not going to have that many. I mean, these opportunities, when you get them, you gotta take advantage of the moment. So I think the Buccaneers do that.
That's nice, Wallace. That's real nice, man. What if it was the Saints, though? Would you still pull for them? I'm just asking a question. I just want to know. That's my Cat Williams question of the day. Okay. look, man, I'm pulling for the Bucs because I hate the Eagles. I hate them.
I appreciate it.
But all jokes aside, like I told you, I'm a Buff nerd, right? The Eagles are in a position where they are not the same team. Between their two coordinators that are gone, they are flat on defense. They don't look the same on offense. Hurts looks pedestrian. The offense looks pedestrian. They cannot get anything formed to actually go on runs. They haven't been blowing anyone out, to be honest with you. And because of that, Tampa's defense has decided to wake up and be a monster. I'm excited to see what they can do against them. I'm definitely going for the Bucs. I think they'll win this game. And, you know, the Eagles will cry because that's what they do. So that's who you got. That's it, man. That's the cast. You got anything?
It's so I want to know. My family making so much noise right now. Like, it's going to be all in the background.
Anyway. There's no noise, man. You're all good, man.
Nah, man. Good job. Wild card weekend. I'm excited about it, man. The shakeups, the changes. Hey, we're going to try to hopefully maybe bring y'all a Chop Shop this weekend prior to kickoff and talk about some stuff because there's a lot going on and a would you rather than one got to go and everything else.
Yeah.
Wallace, I know y'all don't like the Saints.
No, that's another question. We don't like them. Hey, look, I can't wait for that game. I'm going to watch. It's going to be a bad, ugly game, but I'm going to watch that first game, Saints-Falcons, because it's going to be nasty. And y'all playing in New Orleans too? Man, come on. There was a report out. It's not, no one is, you know, actually said this is true, but your boy Jameis Winston down there talking about it's either TDs or INTs. I don't do in between.
Hey, man.
Kneel downs.
So, hey, was he wrong for that touchdown? Was he wrong? I'm just saying, was he wrong?
You play to win the game.
Hey, that motherfucker was one before me.
Hey, but you know what's funny, though, is that so they said some defensive guys from Atlanta was like, hey, are y'all going to kneel down? And apparently the Saints, nobody on the Saints team said anything.
Ooh.
that's the reports that are coming out that are saying, hey, you know, some players like, hey, you on the defense side, hey, you guys going to kneel? You guys kneeling? They're in the victory, you know.
Yeah, and that's not uncommon, Jay, in games at the end. Like, when you know a game is over, you're like, hey, man, I know. Hey, dog, I'm taking it. Hey, we ain't running that. Don't come off crazy. With, all right, dog, I got you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you know a game is at hand.
Yeah, were you up, was it 20 points, something like that? 18, 20 points? Man, look. Woo, that's going to be a good one. It's no love lost. I hope everybody's still there, except for the coach. We know he won't be there.
Oh, well, yeah. Now, do you think the Saints get rid of Dennis Allen, or would it happen already? I know we got to go, but it would have happened already, huh?
I think it would have happened already, man. I think it would have happened, but they got to do – listen, they got to do something. But, you know, they got Derek Carr because of the coach. So, no, I think he's still there for that season. But the players will remember.
Yes, sir. All right, man.
Hey, I'm Jay Stiles, the Buff Nerd. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure that you can catch us on your favorite podcast platform. We are there. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and share. Ring that bell so you know that we're on. Thank you so much for joining in.
Hey, man, until next time, we appreciate it. Peace.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype. It's big game, 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 big game, game, game. Analysis from the player's point of view. Injuries, big trades, player news.